1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's been in touch with Hawaii's governor and says whatever the state needs, it's going to get.
You always hear this phrase, and I've done so many disasters in my career, it's almost hollow. Our prayers, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset they need, we'll be there for them.
Mr. Biden plans to visit soon, but says he doesn't want to disrupt recovery efforts. Meantime, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says hundreds there are still missing.
We're talking thousands of people, 700 pages long. At this hour, hundreds are still unaccounted for. I've printed out some of that document and includes the elderly and the young with descriptions like last seen using a walker, a child staying at a friend's house.
99 people have died so far. Officials are still working on those IDs. Former President Trump and 18 others are now on a tight timeline to turn themselves in Georgia to face charges over the 2020 election. WSB reporter Jonathan O'Brien is in Atlanta.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says under the indictment, all of the defendants could face time behind bars.
The RICO charges has time that you have to serve, so it is not a probated sentence.
The defendants have until Friday, August 25th, to voluntarily surrender.
And this is Trump's fourth indictment just this year, but it may not hurt him. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
We've been through this so many times that the default position is Trump politically will be able to survive this, even if the court cases, or at least one or two of them, are held before the election.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants the feds to handle its huge migrant crisis.
It is unfair as this city continues to evolve that a national crisis, a humanitarian crisis of a level that has never been experienced before, is now dropped into the lap of this city with no support that we deserve.
In Virginia, a young mom pleaded guilty in a school shooting case. CBS's Jim Krasula.
25-year-old Deja Taylor has pleaded guilty to a charge of felony child neglect. It comes 7 months after her 6-year-old son used her handgun to shoot and critically wound his first-grade teacher in a classroom full of children. Taylor faces up to 6 months in jail or prison when she's sentenced in the fall.
And just call Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning Professor Manning. He's headed back to his alma mater teaching communications at the University of Tennessee. Dean Joe Mazur.
He's about changing lives for our students and bringing the experience into the classroom. So it's going to be a great term.
The classes will focus on sports reporting, video production, and public speaking. Manning himself graduated in 97. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 16th. In Wood County, the McMillan Memorial Library Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room at the library in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Health Care Center Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Drainage Board will meet from 10 to 11 a.m. by Zoom. The Housing Authority will meet from 2:30 to 3:30 at 350 East Liberty Street in Adams. There's a blood drive today in Wisconsin Rapids at the former East Junior High School in room 111 from 10 to 3. Be sure to enter on the Lincoln side of the building. You can call ahead to make an appointment at 866-566-5900 or just walk in and be a hero. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 15th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we are welcoming into studio today our good friends. We have Reverend Beth Habhager with us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Beth. I helped you there a little bit. By cutting you off, I actually helped a little. Oh, it's good to see you, Beth.
You too. How have you been?
Doing good. Doing good. How have you been?
Doing well. Good. Very busy. Very busy summer, but glad to be back and settled and ready to face the fall.
Yeah, yeah. We got to talk about that, by the way. I want to hear all about the traveling.
Oh, absolutely.
I almost don't want to hear as much about... I want to hear about the destination, but the traveling itself seemed like quite an adventure.
It was interesting.
So, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We'll talk. And we have Elise with us here. Alice with us. Alice Lavin with us. Alice, thank you for being here.
Hello, thank you.
I fancied your name up for you. I don't know if you needed that or anything. No. Alice is a great name. You don't need that. Thank you both for being here and certainly not only being able to talk about the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, mm-hmm. which we love talking about, but our community book sale coming up.
Yes.
This is a big one.
This is
a big one. And by big, I don't just mean the event, but the amount of books.
It is true.
It's a big event. It's fun, too, because one of the things when I'm prepping for these interviews is, well, I want to make sure the audience knows this, this, and this, because there's such key details. An event like this has been celebrated longer than you and I have been in this area,
mm-hmm.
Beth.
It is true.
People know this event. It's kind of fun to be able to walk into something like that. We know you guys are familiar with this event. We're going to refamiliarize with you, mm-hmm. and have some new additions to it that we'll touch on as well.
Right.
Let's get into the details first.
Okay.
When is the event?
It's coming up the second weekend of October.
Mm-hmm. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yeah, yeah. For those that don't know the event, that two people out there that don't, you hear book sale, community book sale, and it brings to mind maybe a used bookstore, things like mm-hmm. that. What can we tell them about the event that is similar and different to that?
I think we could tell them that all of our books are donated, that you get them mm-hmm. like pretty much a flat rate fee.
Yeah.
We have a huge variety, usually from fiction, romance, little kids, chapter books, nonfiction, mm-hmm. media. We have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things are separated too, which I think is above and beyond what you guys do.
Yeah. And we spend a good month organizing the books. Now, we've already started collecting. We collect during the summer, so Memorial Day to Labor Day. So mm-hmm. if you have books that you would like to donate, we would still be glad to receive them. We've got a couple more weekends yet. There is a book bin right outside of the entrance from the parking lot to the church that if the building is not open, if there's nobody in the office, you can leave them in that bin. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a large amount, like several boxes, you can contact the church office and we'll coordinate a time and we can get them. The event's in our church basement, and that's where we're storing the books and that's where the event will happen. And we have an elevator, so it makes it a lot easier to get the books into where they need to be and for anybody of any ability to be able to come and experience the event.
It's nice to be able to offer a handful of things there, Beth. Picking up on that last part you mentioned, we've got a lot of our community that wants to enjoy events like this, but are fearsome or worry sometimes that they can't maybe get around the location.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to know that, nope, that's all right. You don't have to worry about that. Come on down. It's going to be fine. But also the...
The way something else about this event, when I first came to it, I've taken in the event a handful of times. The first time going into it, I just like books, and my mom and I heard about this great deal that you could throw all these books in a bag, and we'll talk more about that in a second. But when I got there and I saw so many people, and I talked to some of the people that are there, what stood out to me was how many people in this community love to support this event. You got almost the same types of people bringing books as coming by to buy books, to yes. buy newer ones and such. And that's such a cool, like, kind of ecosystem. It's a very kind of cool thing. You don't see that in every community. That's a great part of this, too. But I want to make sure to hit on one of the most important parts about this, the proceeds.
Yes.
The proceeds
yes.
for this is a very vital part of this event. While we love having everybody come over to the church, mm-hmm. hang out, we love helping people not only maybe clean out some room with some books that you've read a couple of times, but getting some new books, mm-hmm. the proceeds to this event are vitally important to this
Great.
Event.
Yes, they're very important. They turn around and they go back into the community to scholarships for students at Mid-State Technical College. So that's just really, really important for say you want to take a class and you may not be able to afford the whole thing. Well, let's apply for a scholarship and see if you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know of a couple of people. I myself have been helped by Mid-State scholarships, and in whether it's a roundabout or direct way or something like that, has been affected by this. Mm-hmm. Just didn't even know that was something that, that could happen. The way that this is going. Now, one of the things about that I'm curious is how that developed. Is that always been there? Or is this something new?
Has been a part of what this book sale has been about since it started. And it actually started with the American Association of University Women. And apparently it was originally held in the Centralia Center for a while. And then when they lost that space, they asked if they could hold it in our building. Mm-hmm. And they coordinated everything. And that started in about 2010. And then in about 2013, they said, we're not going to do this anymore. Well, our congregation saw the value of having this book sale in the community, for the community, and for the scholarship. And we said, okay, well, then we'll start to do that. Mm. And we've had members of the congregation step up and lead that. And then when COVID hit, we had to put it on hold. And the person that had been running the event had been doing it for a while and said, I think it's time for me to step back. And so we were trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with this as we come out of the event? And I happened to be visiting with Alice and said, we need somebody. And you love books. And I said, it wouldn't have to be just you. And so we said, instead of it being one person's responsibility and then them trying to get everybody to help, let's get a committee together. And we've got a good, strong committee of about five or six of us that meet, and we start meeting in March to get everything planned and our timeline set so that we can have everything ready for the sale in October.
It's a lot of work that goes into this.
It is.
How often were you guys meeting?
We started meeting in March, and we meet once a month.
Once a month.
Because there's so many things like, who's going to design our signs and when are we going to start putting up our posters and what kind of, just different aspects of it that you have to get
imagine
together
a million
with.
Things I wouldn't even think of,
everybody always comes up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Every year is a learning opportunity. So we're all there as volunteers during this event. So you hear our voices. If you come to the event, you're going to meet us as well. Yeah. And we love hearing from people what they like about it, what things we might be able to improve upon. And we take that information. And that's why we start in March to say, okay, how did it go last year? What do we want to keep? What do we want to change? So this year, we've changed the time, and we've also added a couple of aspects to it. So the sale is going to be starting now at 8:30 in the morning, where in the past, I think it started at 9. And we're going to end a little bit earlier, about 6 o'clock in the evening on Thursday and Friday, but our Saturday sale is going to go longer.
Yeah.
So we're going to start at 8:30, and it's going to go till 2 in the afternoon now.
Yeah.
So that's a change. Because we learned from last year, we weren't getting a lot of people in the last hour on Thursday and Friday, but we were getting more people towards the end on Saturday. So let's shift our times around. Mm-hmm. We also noticed that people like to browse and their arms would get filled with books.
So we thought,
why not have a holding table? So we're going to have a table set aside with a sign that says holding. There'll be little marked off spots where you can put your set of books. People know those have already been claimed.
Yeah.
So that you can continue to go around and find more books that you want to possibly buy.
Great idea. great idea. Why couldn't you have come up with this like 5, 10? No, I'm joking. No, that's a great idea. That really is. I was the one that would carry my mother and my books, so that's why I'm wondering what.
And Alice saw that need last year, so she gets all the credit for thinking of that.
Well, and I'm a garage sale person. Honestly, I will admit this. I love going to garage sales, and when I've run some at my mother-in-law's house, I've seen people walk around with their arms full, and we'd be like, oh, we'll take that for you. So they can still look around and, you know, if you're holding their stuff, they're going to still buy more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Oh, you're good, Alice. You're good. That's great. It comes across as polite, but it's also a really sneaky good, like, sales move. I love that. I'm actually writing that down.
I was just at Hobby Lobby, and I helped a different lady spend her money. I spent my own, but I also helped that lady spend hers.
But it also, those are really, really good ideas. I love all of that. It also, though, speaks to the care involved in this that you all have. You've given us, but you've given us a kind of timeline of this, of meeting, doing these meetings, taking time out of your free time to do this, and then coming up with ideas. You don't do that with an event that you're kind of phoning it in for, that you're kind of like, well, we're going through the motions, we're doing the same old, same old. And there's nothing wrong with that for certain events. It might do that, but this event, I think it would go well that way, but it has a more of a shelf life. No pun intended. That was bad. That was bad. It lasts. It's going to have that much longer. You know, the different generations are going to enjoy it even more because of these added additions. Imagine like 10 years from now and somebody's still having a waiting table. You know, and this is the first year of that kind of thing. It's stuff that keeps an event alive. It keeps it young. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is really cool, too, about this. There's another aspect of this that I don't want to skate past. And I believe, I've gone 10 minutes in the interview and I have not mentioned the baked goods. And I dare say that is I lose points for that as an interviewer, because one of the greatest things about anything a church does is having the baked goods. Easily one of the greatest things about it. Certainly. There's a lot of good things. Baked goods are fantastic. They're going to be baked goods there?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm there.
There'll be chairs where if you're browsing and you see a book that you just don't know for sure if you want to spend that dollar, you can eat a cookie and look at the book and make up your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. It's almost a waiting area, a thinking area, if you will. It's also a great idea to come down and showing your support. You know, it brings up a good point where whether it's the books, it's the baked goods, it's just being out in the community and just seeing people. That is certainly welcome. I always like to make sure to mention this, and this seems like a great point to do this too. We do this all the time, Beth, when we're talking about the Moravian Church, but certainly with an event like this, this is true. Come one, come all.
Absolutely. Doors are open to anyone and everyone.
Yeah. We do always like any chance you and I can put that in there. I love being able to do that. So come on down and take this in. Well, we say come one or come all. What about credit cards and debit cards and that kind of thing?
We take plastic.
Really? That's awesome.
Yes, we do.
You don't see that at these kind of events. I know you guys do, but it's surprising, I think, to some out there to hear that, because that's not always the case.
Last year was the first year that we did it, and there's a special organization that works with nonprofits to be able to offer that. So we do take credit and debit cards. So if that's your only means of being able to purchase, we've got you covered.
Well, and there's a lot of people that don't carry cash anymore, so it's perfect. Yeah. Yep, we take credit cards.
It's good to know. Say that you want to come down, but you have the little ones with you. You've got the kids with you and everything. Have you thought of that? What do you got for that one?
Well, last year we did a table set up for kids to do some activities and some coloring pages. So come on down, bring your kids.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, I'm a profound reader. I love to read. I love to read to little kids. So there might be a book that they like that you don't see.
I don't think that I think my sister would have been a book lover no matter what, with having the mother we have. But I think for me, not being a great reader early on, my mom taking me to like used bookstores was a big deal. We could go to the library and that was great and I liked that, but it wasn't near us. But there was a couple used bookstores near us, and going to like a fancy bookstore was nice, but the used bookstores, the smell and the personalities, and there's always somebody interesting behind the counter in that. And I think that there's something to bringing the kids to these events and then being around all those books and those smells, and it piques curiosity, and you never know what that might spark in them. And so that's a nice advantage, a nice thing to be able to do too.
So and all of our books are really inexpensive for what you would pay for them brand new. And so I think the most unless it's a rare book that mm-hmm. we specialty price, most of our books are $2 or less.
Correct.
And it's, even our children's books, we have a deal on some of them as well where you can get, what is it, 10 for a dollar?
I believe it's 10 for a dollar.
Something
yep.
like that. If they're this, the really little kids' books. So, you know, it's great to go to the library, but mm-hmm. you eventually have to give that book back. How yeah. wonderful is it for a dollar to get, you know, probably a whole set of books for a child, and they get to keep them?
I have in my notes the best deal ever. Like, it really is. Please try to top it. Yeah. I can't think of one. It's such a great idea. And I say that in part also because of the bag offering when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, let's explain that to them about grabbing a bag and being able to fill said bag.
So at our sale, we're going to have paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
They're donated from various places. And you can fill that paper bag, and this is only on Saturday, and mm-hmm. buy that whole paper bag for $2.
Yeah. Again, greatest deal ever. Ever. That's amazing.
And the thought process is, you know, we've got 2 days for people to come, check things out, buy the books that they can, and, you know, we get more money for the scholarships if we mm-hmm. can sell them on Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
But you always end up not selling everything. So yeah. what's another way that we can still, because we don't keep the books at the church right. after the sale. We find other places to give them. So the children's books that aren't being sold, we're going to give to Focus so that they can give them away with the food pantry that
yeah.
we have.
Yeah.
So that the kids still get a chance mm-hmm. to have a book, especially those that can't afford to go out and get mm-hmm. books. Others that we donate to other areas in the community so that they have them as well. So on Saturday, we still want to try and make some money because mm-hmm. we do want to have money for the scholarship. If,
right.
if people don't buy, then we can't offer the scholarship anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful balance to be able to say, okay, we want people to have books. We want to have the money, but we also want to make sure that we have room to get more books for next year.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, come fill a paper bag, $2 for whatever you can fit in that paper mm-hmm. bag. We're also selling a reusable canvas bag this
Correct.
Year
mm-hmm.
that you can purchase any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Yep. They're $2.50 and they're a really good size. I don't remember the exact size.
They're like 15 inches by yep. 17 inches.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's a really pretty blue. It's got our church logo on there. Mm. So you always need a bag.
I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, that bag's going to pay for itself, not just that day, but going forward, whatever else you need it for.
Absolutely.
That's gonna
be great. I know a lot of, like, if you shop at Aldi in town,
mm-hmm.
you have to bring your own bags anyway. So this would be a great bag to take with you to go
yeah.
grocery shopping. Take it to the farmer's market
yes.
and right. then bring it back with you to the winter's farmer's market, which we will be hosting again this year in our church basement.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well done. I actually have winter farmer's market in my
notes,
too.
Go.
So check that up. As long as that comes up, Beth, I did want to mention while we did have some time
mm-hmm.
That vendors out there interested in the Winter's Farmers Market, should they be reaching out to you right around
yes,
now? Yes. Seems like a good time.
Yep. So. If you go to our website, wrmoravian.org, there is a tab that you can look for the Winter's Farmers Market, and there's a special tab that has the contact information. Our coordinator is Michael Barnes, and he'd be glad to talk with you about getting a booth. The Farmers Market will start the week after
mm-hmm.
the book sale.
Yeah.
So we're going to go from this event to now having a regular event down in our basement, and we're glad to see the building being used for the mm-hmm. community like this.
Those bags, another great idea, and also appreciate something like that, thinking of those kind of things, Alice. That's a really great addition to this fun event. And again, being able to, I think even, you know, when you're looking at that bag and trying to put the books in a certain order so you can use as much room as possible, like, that's fun too. We are speaking with Reverend Beth Habhegger and Alice Lavin. And Alice, I wanted to get into the kind of books you're not collecting. A little bit, if we can touch on that with you both as well, because I know we are still collecting books right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are still collecting books, and we will not take any textbooks, magazines, or like Reader's Digests. We just don't have a use to be selling them, so they're the yeah. ones we are not collecting.
Because those are the ones that we're finding don't sell. So again,
right.
if we're looking to maximize the room that we have for books that sell, we want to be able to make sure that those are the books that we're receiving.
Yeah. Certainly, it's a fun event, all the things we've talked about, but coming back to the purpose of the event, the vital part of the event, and being able to raise funds for these scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do you any good either to bring these items down there, and you can't, you know, you're just going to be bringing them right back. So it's not a bad idea to call ahead. to double check on these things. We'll get you the information of how to contact the church in just a moment when we're wrapping up here, because we're getting close to the edge here already. I get talking to you both, and I forget about time. I did want to make sure to mention this, because another nice feature about this, say that you are going to be out of town, but maybe some relatives are in town or something along those lines. Having a gift certificate option is nice as well, and that's something that's available for this event.
It is. Yeah. You can get a gift certificate. It's only good for the event. Obviously, we are selling them now. It doesn't matter what amount you want to put on there, $5, $10, $20. Mm. You can buy them now at the church and use it at the sale. It's good for all 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I was going to ask. Okay, that's great. See how good she is. I didn't even get to ask the question. I knocked it out right away. Nicely done. I think that's also a really good idea, too, where we have quite a few, I imagine, birthdays going on between now and the event. Mm-hmm. You really want to think of a good birthday gift. Like, that is a great birthday gift. I mean, just to me, I have a lot of book lovers in my family, so I could do this, like, buy 8 of those and have, like, 8 birthdays covered easily. And all of them seem very original.
Right. And you know how to get a hold of Beth, so she can help you out with that.
I'm familiar. And as long as we're mentioning that as well, Beth, I did want to get in also about on YouTube that you can have your service. You can find your services.
Yes, we have our own YouTube channel, which is Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You click on that, you can see all of our past services. As long as we haven't had any technical issues, occasionally that does happen. But yeah, you can see any of our services from the past. We also put those services on our website under a tab called Worship, and you can see usually it's the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And there's a link there that you can see the services. We stream our services as well, so you can catch it live on Sunday mornings. Over the summer, we stream at 9:30. Mm. But the week after Labor Day, so September, I guess that's the 10th?
Yes.
September 10th, we'll be going back to 10:15. Okay. And we live stream it on YouTube, or you can go back and catch it later or find it on our website.
That's the one part I never seem to remember to mention. I always remember the web page, the YouTube page and everything. I forget to mention the live streaming. Mm-hmm. That's really cool to be able to do. And I know a number of people that love being able to take that in on Sunday mornings.
We're getting more and more subscribers.
Yeah, that's cool. It's very cool, and it's very deserving, too.
Thank you.
When it comes to the community book sale, let's go over the details one more time for everybody. Coming up October 12th and 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 6. Mm-hmm. Just in case people weren't familiar with the time. The time of year is similar, though, isn't it? This is the usual time of year for it, all right?
It is now. We used to do it the first weekend in October,
right,
we're doing it the second weekend of October.
Just double-checking on that, yeah. So again, October 12th and 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And then on October 14th, it's a big one. It's a special one. It's a fun one. It's the bag sale day.
Yes. Yes.
8:30 to 2, that event will go on. And again, it features the $2 bags with the tote bags that you were talking about, correct? Or not tote bags,
the
you would call them.
The bags that you would use for the $2 is the paper bag, but you would have an option to buy the reusable canvas bags for $2.50.
Canvas bags. Trying to think of the term. I don't know why. My mother used to always say tote bags, so that's why it popped up my head. But that is really nice as well. And you can purchase those now if you want. Correct those bags?
Yes,
those
you
special
can.
Bags?
Yes,
cool.
You can.
Hmm. And that's the same thing with the gift certificate. So if you want to get either of those things taken care of, you'll be all set and ready to go when the event comes up.
Absolutely.
And again, we are accepting books, but not textbooks or Reader Digest.
Or magazines.
Okay. All right. So all those Rolling Stones magazines, I got to find somewhere. I got to recycle those.
Just recycle those.
That sounds good. That's all right. That's understandable. And don't forget that there are going to be baked goods there.
Absolutely.
That was something I wanted to mention. The people that make those baked goods, we want to send a shout out to. Big thank you to all of them that participate in this and add to that. And certainly a big thank you to everybody who has already donated books and that will donate books. We thank you for doing that as well.
Thank you.
Kids activities, going to be coffee down there as well. The coffee alone had me. You already had me with the coffee. But the kids activities is important too.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be plenty to do for them as well. And let's not forget, 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the profits go to the Mid-State Technical College Fund scholarships.
Correct.
Did you have anything else? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to remind people that we do have an elevator. And we can do plastic for payments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two important things to make sure to note. Anything else we haven't covered, y'all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Think we got it all.
So if people want to drop off books, if they want to know more about what we've talked about, Beth, how can they reach you?
You can find us on our webpage, wrmoravian.org. You can call the church, 715-423-0180, and we would be glad to answer any questions.
Alice, Beth, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, James.
And we'll be seeing you at the event.
Looking forward to it.
We'll be talking about it quite a bit leading up to it. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Portage County Sheriff's Office will host a concealed carry weapons class on Saturday, September 16th from 8 a.m. to noon. The class, taught by sheriff's deputies, will be held at the Portage County Annex at a cost of $50 per student. There will also be a basic handgun course following from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Portage County Law Enforcement Range in Stevens Point, open to those who attend the CCW class in the morning. Call the sheriff's office at 715-346-1447 for more information or 715-346-1444 to register for classes. Don't miss your opportunity to audition for Blythe Spirit at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You can try out for this delightful comedy at 6:30 tonight. This will be the 14th show directed by Linda Garski at WRCT. Come out for auditions at 6:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 15th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Joining us right now in studio, one of our great friends, just a friend of the station, friend of the community, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Hello.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I put on my serious hat.
That's right. We are all business.
Yes. And an important time to be all business with the United Way. This is go time for you guys. You've got a lot of big things happening right now.
This is it. And we just have a lot coming. We are in full campaign mode right now.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I want to cover today is just kind of, you know, why would someone give to United Way or why make the investment? And I think that's kind of my goal in the next, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour to really make the case of why a member of our community should engage with United Way through, obviously we encourage volunteerism, but very directly today through their dollars, right?
Yeah.
Through their wallet.
This is one of my favorite shows we do, Terry. We get so busy through the year. You guys join us maybe once a month, if not more than that. And usually we're talking about Stuff the Desk or, you know, United Weekend. Or there's always a feature event, and I love being able to talk about those events. I don't feel like we get a chance very often to sit back and look at all the things you guys do, and that's what we can do today. I like that. That's such a fun time, and hopefully it gets people's minds going, too, about how important these dollars are. And, you know, well, I think that the United Way could be really helpful in this area or this area. We'd love to be. We need the funds to be able to do it.
Absolutely. So the way that the whole process kind of kicks off is we've been doing, you know, all the behind the scenes work leading up to today, I guess, really. Mm-hmm. But next week, a week from today, we'll be training our campaign volunteers. And I use training kind of loosely because it's really more of a half day info session and really just, you know, learning from each other. We're sharing tools and tricks with them that we have, ideas of how they can build up their workplace campaigns or within their organizations. But we will have them with us next week, Tuesday, for half a day. So that's really super fun. Right now we have about 35 and registration goes through today. So I'm guessing we'll be at about 40. And this is just, you know, they might work for a local business or one of our partner programs or, you know, honestly, anyone from the community who would like to learn more can register through today and Pam has typically participated as well on behalf of the radio station. So I didn't see her on the registration yet. So hopefully she can, I don't know if she can clear the deck or not. You've got her, you got her working like a dog out there.
Yeah, I might have to show up for this one. I might, which I could use it. I would love to be able to.
Yeah, so it is. It really is a great opportunity. But then from there, you know, campaigns are really starting to kick off, workplace campaigns. We say the campaign starts September 1st, mm-hmm. but the reality is campaign is whenever a company wants to have a campaign or whenever individuals want to mail in their donation. So what will happen, actually, that last week of August, we'll be meeting with all of our local school districts mm-hmm. because that's when they're bringing their staff back mm-hmm. ahead of the students. Mm-hmm. And so we have an opportunity, which is I think, really awesome and very supportive from all three of our local superintendents at public schools. So, you know, we have Jim at Port Edwards and Nathan in Nakusa and Craig here in Wisconsin Rapids. And all of them say, you know, hey, yes, come mm-hmm. talk to our teams and tell them about, you know, what's being done for families. And I think the unique relationship there is the same kids and families they're serving during the school day, United Way programming is serving in the evenings and on the weekends, right? So I think that there's a great opportunity. And then September 1st, we'll, you know, drop our big mailing and get information out to the general public and really, really start hitting that a lot. Fun, we're using a sports theme this year. So, mm-hmm. you know, just every year like we kind of do something a little bit different. And so that's really cool. So, you know, the message is, and I think that this hits home, whether you are a sports participant, enthusiast, cheerleader, whatever. But whatever your role is in a sports environment, the idea this year is support your home team.
Nice.
Home team is our community, right? Yeah. So what, you know, what can you do to help support that? So that's really where our focus and where the message is. We have our sweepstakes back again this year.
Cool.
So that's an opportunity for people to win $1,000 if you give a dollar a week. And so sometimes it's hard to sometimes sell people on getting involved for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. So like, because I think sometimes folks think, well, gosh, I could only give, you know, I could only give a dollar a week.
Yeah.
And they think that doesn't have an impact. But it has a huge impact. Mm-hmm. My dollar a week goes with your dollar a week, goes with the next person's dollar a week. And that's really how we collectively impact the community. So what the sweepstakes is if you make a donation, a pledge or an actual donation between now and November 17th, mm-hmm. If you pledge at least $52, so $1 a week, mm-hmm. you know, we probably find that in the couch cushions.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, people don't have change anymore.
Not much. No, but keep looking. It might be there from your grandparents.
You just
or something.
Never know. Like, really dig deep.
Yeah.
So if an individual gives a dollar a week, mm-hmm. they qualify for our sweepstakes. And it's seriously that simple. So you get entered in. If you're an existing donor and you increase your gift by at least $26, then you get double entry. So you get entry for $1 a week, and then you get entry for increasing. And those donations, I think, are those prizes, I should say, are a result of sponsorship from local businesses. So those do not come out of donations. And I just think it's really important to call that out because sometimes there's a misconception that $5,000 of the campaign is being used, and that's just not the case.
No.
So the companies who provide those prizes are Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. So those five companies step up to the plate and say, we understand the importance of getting more donors to the table. So that's a really great opportunity. You know, maybe if you're listening and you've just never given, or perhaps we hear this quite a bit. I gave back when I was working. You know, my workplace had a campaign, but after I retired, I just stopped, you know, because payroll deduction wasn't there or whatever the case would be. Well, we want you back.
Yeah.
We would love you. We would love for you to participate again. And the way that people can get donations to us, you know, maybe you didn't get, we didn't mail them yet. So I'm not saying you would have already gotten them, but you didn't get an email or an envelope in the mail from us. Then you can engage with us by stopping at our office, which is 351 Oak Street. We're over near the post office in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give online. That's very, very popular, and people like to do that. And that's just by visiting our website at uwswac.org. And there is a donate button, a give button. So you literally just push that, and you can put in your information. You can mail us a check. Like I said, stop by. There's lots of different ways that you can give. And, of course, always give through your workplace campaign if you are working.
if you are a business, you're hearing this and you're like, you know, we've been toying around with this idea. Now's the year. 2023 is the year. We want to be a part of the campaign. We want to have our own campaign. Businesses have done this in the years past. There's like a Blue Jean Friday thing that people will do, similar things like that. If you're out there, we know how creative a lot of these local businesses are. This is a great opportunity to not only work with your local United Way to show where you are on the side of things in the community and to back these things. The PR from that alone is worth whatever you're putting into it. But the team building that this creates too. I've known people and known businesses that have done like the Blue Jean Friday thing and that kind of stuff. And it generally builds like camaraderie with the team as well. I don't know if that's an intention going into it, but it's kind of a fun side effect from these things.
Absolutely. And it's a great idea because it does build staff morale and it you know, like you said, camaraderie just brings people closer together. Yeah. It's more of that kind of water cooler talk, right? An opportunity to chit chat and that kind of thing. So we do have some of those events on the calendar and planned and coming up. But I think what's important, and I'll go over all of those dates so people can kind of save the dates, right? Mm-hmm. But what's really important is understanding where that money goes. And so when you make a donation to United Way, those dollars, the dollars we're raising now in the fall, will start being invested in programs, initiatives, coalitions starting January 1. So we've kind of put the cart before the horse in a really good way.
Yeah.
We've pre-allocated these dollars that we're already raising. And we do that because there are 30 programs in the communities that we serve. And we serve Southwood County and Adams County, but there's 30 programs. And we don't want to wait until after we raise the money and then go to them and say, oh, by the way, we're going to be able to help your program out with this many dollars. Instead, we do that process in the spring and say, if campaign comes in where we expect, you know, there's always that caveat, right? We have to raise it. But at least we can talk to those programs, all 30 of them in May, and say, hey, here's what we're promising. You know, here's our goal that we're going to fund you. Some programs get $1,000. Some programs get $60,000. It depends upon, you know, their ask, what work they're able to do in the community, what their impact is going to be, what their outcomes, measurable outcomes are, and what they, how they are able to report those back to United Way. So there is an accountability piece to it as well, which I think is important.
The time-sensitive part of this is, I think, beautiful too, Terry, because like a lot of things in life, we get the bill passed and we're still waiting for months and months before that even, you know, we start seeing aid or help or anything. You guys get that. And at the United Way, the way that this system has worked is there's help going on right as we're speaking right now. Like there's already, these things are already put into motion. And then for the 2024 season, if you will, that these things will kick off on January 1st. I mean, the system is really key to all of this and as integral as this campaign is in order to keep that system going the way that schedule going the way that it is. We need the funds. We need the ability to be able to do this. I love that the impact happens so quickly. It's not so much that you donate and maybe a year later we're going to see, I remember when we donated to that and that kind of thing. No, it's almost instantaneous that it happens.
Absolutely. And the way that we select the programs is done through a group of volunteers. We call them a review panel. But they are hearing from the, you know, if a program, an agency applies for program funding, we will see a written application from them. They will come and do a presentation. We'll visit their location. So there's a lot of thoughtful process to who is selected. But all of those programs that we help to fund make up what we call our plan for community well-being. Mm-hmm. And so this is in four different strategy areas, I guess. We have education, we have financial stability and health, and then safety net service, which includes food and shelter. So those are really where programs, the category areas where programs can apply. In addition to those 30 programs that help to get funded, there's also 10 initiatives that are led by United Way team members as well. Right. And those are also very important. And so they're making big impact in the community. And right now, very notably making an impact in the community is Stuff the Bus.
Yeah.
So we collected school supplies for quite a while. Our end collection date was August 3rd at Lunch by the River. But we then ordered the difference and got those school supplies are arriving now. Pre-packing is going on Thursday where all the backpacks get packed. And then this week, Friday and Saturday, we'll be distributing over 1,000 backpacks full of school supplies to local students. And so I think it's important to call that out, you know, that's another way that your dollars are making an impact. So there are again, 30 programs from outside agencies, and then there are 10 initiatives within United Way, and then there's six coalitions. So there is a lot of great work going on that's supporting community members, and collectively it's about 20,000 of our community members that are impacted by United Way. So when you say, I really can't make a dent in this, your $1 a week can absolutely make a dent in this. Mm-hmm. It can absolutely feed families and prevent evictions and make sure a kid can go to the Boys and Girls Club and make sure someone has access to the YMCA. And you know, it's endless, right? Making sure that our domestic violence shelter is, you know, in place and running. And that's only, what, six of 30?
I mean, I didn't even scratch the surface. And today, more than ever, people want their dollar to mean something. They want to invest that dollar. They want it, even if they're giving it to a nonprofit, they want it to matter, to mean something. One of the things that we appreciate about the United Way, and this is one of the first things I noticed talking with you, Terry, the transparency and the idea of this is going to this, this is how you can help this, and those dollars can help your community, even to the specifics of Adams and Wood.
Absolutely.
You can separate that.
Yes. So we do keep that's a very good point. We do keep the campaign separate. Mm-hmm. So dollars raised in Adams County support programs in Adams County. Dollars raised in Southwood support Southwood. And that's on purpose. And it's also the beauty of the United Way system. Yeah. Like, it's truly about your local community.
Yes. Your home team and
individual donors. So, James, when you make a donation, none of your dollar leaves this community.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's really awesome. Unless, though, you direct us to do that. Because sometimes that'll happen. We'll have folks who live in one community, work in another. Or maybe I live here now, but I raise my family in XYZ community, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so if you tell us that the money should go somewhere else, then we absolutely honor that. We call them designations. You know, we absolutely honor that, no question. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about impact of the dollar.
Yeah.
So when you give to United Way, as if that wasn't enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're impacting nearly 20,000 people, and it's collective. So it all goes together, 30 programs, 10 initiatives, six coalitions. This year, we have had the opportunity to leverage a match from the Central Wisconsin Legacy Foundation. Mm. And they will be matching the first $500,000 to our campaign into our endowment.
Wow.
So potentially, by the end of this campaign in December, we will have our normal campaign, which typically raises about $600,000, plus another $500,000 that will go into our endowment. And the purpose of our endowment fund is to offset all of our fundraising and you know, just management expenses that we have, administrative expenses. That's the word I was looking for. So fundraising and administrative expenses, so that more of the donor dollar, even more, gets back out into the community. So this, you know, more than ever is a great time to give, and, you know, give early so that we can get it counted toward that match to our endowment.
Yeah, again, going back to the investment people want to make and knowing that they're getting something for that, it goes also to, well, I want my dollar to stretch. I want it to do more. I mean, I can't think of it doing more than it with the United Way and donating it to this. Not only all those programs you were talking about, Terry, but this part of it too, with the endowment, the matching of this. But you really are getting getting more cents on the dollar than you ever have with something like this.
Absolutely. So there is no better time than right now. I would also throw out to anyone that if you have questions about what you're hearing, or you have questions about specifically who we're funding, why we're funding, you can find that on our website. Absolutely. And exactly what you said earlier, we are transparent. Mm-hmm. If you want to know who we fund, how much, what that means, the impact that has, you can find all of that. But you also can just give us a call. If you're sitting there with a question that is keeping you from supporting these efforts, please ask the question. I'm not saying that my goal is to dispel any myths, of course, and I'm not saying that at the end of the day that you agree, disagree, you know, whatever, but I would really like, you know, we as a team would like the opportunity to, you know, to talk to you about that if you have questions. So, you know, please give us a call, 715-421-0390. Don't call me yet because I'm here, not there. But, you know, I always like to put that offer out there that if you have questions, please, you know, please connect with with us.
I know that with the campaign training that is going on, that today, the 15th, that this is the end of registration. Can people still register here at 3:30 in the afternoon? Or
you can, yeah, you can register all the way through the day today.
Okay,
And then it'll close. Tonight at midnight, it'll just kick its way out. So
sometimes those are a little different when the cutoff time is.
Yeah, and sometimes we do have the time, but an earlier time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we just have to have it firmed up. We're taking a bus tour this year.
Ooh.
So we're going around the community to see partner programs and where they are and where the action is happening. And so I need I have to have a firm number.
Yeah.
It's cutoff as of midnight tonight. But if you are interested in registering, you need to visit our website at uwswac.org and click on the campaign training banner. That's, I believe it's the first or second one that pops up, but it just scrolls across the top of your screen.
Mm-hmm.
So how about some events?
Yeah.
We got some fun stuff planned. Let's save some dates, pencil a few of these down. One of them that you had mentioned was Community-Wide Denim Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is we always do it the first Friday of October. Now, we also know a lot of businesses who require more of business dress and don't mm-hmm. allow jeans. Sometimes they'll do it for like all Fridays of October just for fun for their employees.
Yeah.
But what we're encouraging is for, people to wear jeans for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, make a $5 donation to United Way. So just, being intentional about it and saying, hey, this is something, and maybe you're retired, but back when you did work, you had to wear mm-hmm. suit and tie. It's a fun little reminder, fun way to give to the community. Also counts towards that match.
Yes.
So that's important. But if you want something to wear with your jeans, we do have our United Way campaign t-shirts. I'm actually picking those up this afternoon.
Ooh.
So then we'll have them. And a little sidebar, I heard this morning that you have new t-shirts, so maybe I'll swap you.
We're going to switch. Yeah, we're swapping. We are definitely swapping. You got it.
So we do have some really awesome United Way t-shirts. If someone is interested in purchasing a t-shirt, the deadline to order is September 6th. So that's just, a few weeks from now. But if you are interested, they are those nice soft tri-blend ones. So
yes. So
we have short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, hoodies and crew necks. So if you're interested in just, supporting United Way in that way and really, showing off your home team support, we would greatly appreciate that. So you would need to connect with us to be able to order. There is not an online order opportunity, but you just connect with Stephanie in our office.
And as somebody who wears a couple of United Way shirts around town all the time, I have to be honest, it's like wearing a band shirt. It honestly, I swear to you, it is. It's like people will point or have a similar shirt on, and they'll point to their shirt and they're like, "Oh, you too?" Like it's a little Spider-Man meme. Like it's great,
perfect.
It also shows where you stand on these things, not just with the United Way, but with United Way issues, things that are important to our community. It really is. It's like wearing your home team shirt. It really is.
So our most popular event, probably because it's memorable for many.
Yeah, yeah.
We have our 51st annual.
Get out. Really? The
crazy,
51st?
Huh? United Way Day at McDonald's. And so this takes place only here in Wisconsin Rapids because that does, sometimes come up and there is another McDonald's within our service area. But this is at the location on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. But McDonald's Day will be happening on Tuesday, October 17th. Mm. So save the date. We'll talk about it plenty between
talk.
Now
we're
and then.
Talk.
But just, it's a very common question.
It's a great event. It's a great event.
It comes up a lot. But so from, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., portion of the proceeds will go to our local United Way to support our efforts. Also, will be matched in the legacy fund.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Then also that same week, you have your McDonald's on Tuesday, but then on Saturday is Day of Caring. And so this is our raking event for elderly and disabled in the community who may not otherwise be able to get this work done. So when you register as a volunteer, you get free breakfast, you get a free t-shirt. We encourage people, if they would like to donate personal essentials. Those go to a couple of the local programs that might have a need for those. Registration will be up online starting on September.
Ah, okay.
Starting on September 1st, where all of our volunteers can get registered. And that is also when you can register to have your yard raked.
Cool.
So encouraging people to pay attention to that September 1st date. And if you are willing to rake or have a group of pals that will do that with you, coworkers, friends, family, registration and breakfast are at 8 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, and raking starts promptly at 9. We have set a big, bold goal this year of raking 100 yards.
Cool. All right, let's get it done.
So we're going to need people. We typically have between 450 and 500 volunteers, and we're going to need every single one of you to be able to get that done. Because the goal is obviously that morning, you know, to get them all done. Sometimes we have some stragglers, but that is the goal. So I know you've done it before.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite events. It's something I am humbled by just thinking about, let alone participating in. And I can't think of any events like this, that other events like this that anybody does, where you bop around all of town, whether you're east side of Rapids, west side of Rapids, it doesn't matter. You're heading to Plover or something like that, and you're going to see people in these shirts. You're going to see lawns getting raked. There's such a unity community vibe to it while doing such great work. It's a cool moment. It's a cool day.
You know, and I'd like to tell you what color the shirts are, but I have no idea.
All right.
Super secret. So we do encourage, you know, encourage people to think about that date. Just put a little note out there that, you know, hey, if you've been a volunteer in the past, or if you're willing to, or if you need your yard raked, you know, you can't otherwise get that done. In touch.
Now's a good time to start putting those teams together.
Absolutely.
As somebody who usually does it by himself, let me tell you, get a team together. Get a team together.
Some friends.
Get some friends. Great events coming up.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, and I just really encourage people, you know, do what you can, connect with us, reach out to us. When you see, soon here we'll have a few billboards going up, and you know, when you see that, make that connection and be like, oh, you know, this is my home team, right? Yeah. This is who I need to support. And really, you know, we are constantly talking about time, talent, treasure, right? Like you can volunteer, you can share your special gifts and talents with us, but this is really about the third, and this is really about raising dollars to sustain and build and grow programs in our community.
And don't forget, an important part of this conversation Terry has touched on, whether you can donate a lot or just a little, even a dollar, that adds up to the other dollar that your neighbor might be donating and somebody else might be donating and this person across the way does, and that adds up, and it helps us do this great work.
Absolutely. So just here's a little food for thought as we kind of wrap up. A $26 donation provides senior citizens with food, helping boost their nutrition. $52 donation provides a local family with tools to help their child succeed in school, ensuring they have a strong start. A $100 donation provides local individuals and families the access to enriching activities, helping them improve physical fitness and well-being. And a $200 donation funds our 2-on-1 contact center, helping connect community members to local mental health services. So just a couple of examples, right, from all spectrums. 50 cents a week, $1 a week, $2 a week.
And that worked. Here, Terry, take all my money. Take it. Just take it. You guys do such great work. We appreciate you so much, Terry. And that was really good. Thank you for wrapping up with that. We will talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Find out more by going to uswswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page and follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on things in your community. You can always call 211 if you need more answers or want to find out more. Again, uswswac.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Recovery efforts continue in Maui, where 99 people have died in deadly wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there with the latest.
Officials say 25% of the massive disaster zone has been covered, and cell phone towers are still down. Many on Maui remain unable to communicate.
But President Biden says more help is on the way.
President Biden says the federal government is doing everything it can to help people mourn their losses and recover.
Whatever you need, you're going to get.
And he says that goes way beyond thoughts and prayers.
Every asset they need will be there for them. And we'll be there in Maui, a as long as it takes.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Former President Trump facing more elections charges now in Georgia. CBS's Scott McFarlane has details.
Some of this is now predictable. This is the fourth time Republicans have responded to an indictment of former President Trump. They've accused prosecutors of being overzealous and politically motivated, but there's just something different this time. It's getting more into the rank and file, and there seems to be an arms race as to who can more proudly proclaim a need for an impeachment of Joe Biden or a defunding of prosecutors who are pursuing former President Trump.
SAG's still on strike now in Hollywood, but says they are limiting projects to get some actors back to work. Chief negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
All of our members would love to be back at work right now, but we are in a fight for, it's an existential fight for our members' futures. That's why we're fighting for things like protections from the unfair implementation of artificial intelligence that could destroy members' careers. That's why we're fighting for basic economic fairness.
The Tuohy family says it's been blindsided by Michael Orr's concern.